This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. A walk is going on. It's the third year of a four-year mission for a gentleman by the name of Tom Brewer, who's been raising money for Children's Hospital of Illinois, which is a part of the OSF healthcare system. And earlier today, Tom started this leg of the journey at St. Mary Medical Center. He was in Monmouth yesterday. He'll be in Galva tomorrow, Kewaunee on Saturday, and then we'll wrap up his last lap of walking at the Children's Hospital of Illinois in Peoria. But we're pleased to have a few minutes tonight to talk to Tom while he takes a little bit of a break from walking. Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
Let's start back at the beginning here. Why did you want to do this, and what kind of led you to start doing it? This is the third year you're doing this, right?
Yeah. It was kind of on my bucket list to do some kind of mission thing or charity fundraiser. And, I got acquainted with Children's Hospital Needs through one of their people over there. And it looked like something I could do, and it fit with, you know, my physical abilities and my joy of walking and hiking.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, this walking, this is a 113 miles you're going to be walking this year through a good portion of the OSF region in Illinois. That sounds a little daunting to me, no matter how laudable the effort is.
Yeah, actually, this year's walk is the shortest of
really?
The 4 years. Yeah, the other 2 years were, 138, 135. And then next year is a biggie from Alton, which will be about 175. I haven't measured it yet, but it's about 175.
So this is really, you're taking the walk over these 4 years in steps, right?
Yes, I'm doing it in segments, and my objective here over the 4 years is to, if you look at the locations of those cities, Rockford, Danville, Monmouth, and Alton,
mm-hmm.
it makes a cross.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm starting to call it a cross over Illinois, and I will complete that cross. And the reason I'm calling that is I'm trying to, kind of put a blessing on Illinois to ensure the healthy birth and healthy development of all the kids around, because, you know, they're our future, and it's our responsibility to make sure they get through this healthy or well.
I couldn't agree more with you. So what have you learned about, other than just what you've said, what have you learned about Children's Hospital of Illinois by doing this the last couple of years?
Well, what I've learned is that, of course, we have St. Jude's out there, and,
mm-hmm.
and Children's Hospital is affiliated with it. St. Jude's, their concentration is on cancer. Children's Hospital covers everything else and actually takes the children after they're cured of cancer and brings them on further. So that, you know, kind of met, you know, some of my objectives. And, you know, I got several reasons for doing this.
Yeah.
Obviously first is to help these kids. I want people to be aware of what Children's Hospital does. It's so many great things. It's kind of a Thanksgiving because, you know, I'm 74 and I'm still healthy and walking.
Yeah.
All my family is relatively healthy. My grandkids, and I've got a couple of great-grandkids too, and everybody's healthy. And so part of it's Thanksgiving, part of it's paying it forward in case one of those grandkids or great-grandkids needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, I actually carry two flags. One is the Children's Hospital flag, and the other one is a U.S. flag modified to list the first responders.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to do it as an honor to the veterans and all the first responders that are making sacrifices these days, too. So, like I say, it's multiple. And, it's a couple of my bucket list items, so it works.
You, in the first 2 years of your walk, OSF says you've raised more than $24,000. Your goal this year is to raise $15,000. How close are you to that yet? Do you know?
People have been so generous that I had $17,000 before I took the first step.
Wonderful.
And I'm kind of projecting that it's going to be in the neighborhood of $25,000 this year, which is well over my goal.
That's fantastic, and I think it speaks to, one, the importance of your walk, and two, the goal of being able to help Children's Hospital of Illinois and just how amazing of a job they do every year helping babies.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you decided, Tom, that you were going to go on a long-distance 100-plus mile walk the first year, how did your family react?
They were totally supportive.
Yeah?
Actually, my wife is usually along with me. She does the shuttling. You know, I'll walk, you know, for the day, and she'll come and pick me up, and we'll stay at a hotel or something.
Mm-hmm.
All four of my children have participated in parts of this walk, and several of my grandchildren have. So it's a family effort, actually doing it. And also we offer for the first $10,000 worth of donations, or you know, actually $5,000, we will match $5,000.
Wonderful.
And then we have another donor that has thrown in an extra $2,500. So right now, for the general public, we're matching up to $15,000. And so there's actually, whoops, we lost you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here, yep.
Yeah, something dinged here. It must have been a message coming in. So we offer matching. And to answer your question, my family is fully supportive.
They didn't say, are you crazy or are you sure you don't want to walk a little less than you're planning on or anything like that?
No, I've done enough crazy things that this was pretty mild.
There you go. So how many pairs of shoes do you go through doing something like this?
Actually, I use a waterproof hiking boot.
Okay.
It's a lightweight, and I just got a new set this year. A good hiking boot, I could do the whole 560, you know, that's the total miles for the 4 years, and mm-hmm. we could probably do that in one set of boots.
What's kind of the secret for being able to do something like this? I would imagine, one, just kind of moving it out over the sort of the 4 or 5 days you're walking here, how do you mentally think about it? Is it the breaks? Is it taking breaks? Is it something else?
No, that's a good question, and I use this philosophy all the time. Anytime you want to take on a big project, it's like eating an elephant. You know, an elephant seems too big to eat, but if you just take it one bite at a time and keep at it, eventually it's gone.
There you go.
So that's it.
All right, so, and we should say we're talking to you now while you're taking a break inside the nice air-conditioned comfort of a car. So, you know, having a car with working AC probably helps a little bit every now and then too, right?
Absolutely.
Especially since this weather, especially this week, well, up until now, has been kind of ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, I had a little story to tell about today.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the Lord always walks with me,
mm-hmm.
but I think today he didn't want to get wet because there was a 90% chance of rain coming out of Galesburg.
Yeah,
and I didn't get a drop, not a drop.
I haven't seen a single thing all day, and it's been in the forecast all day, so I don't know what happened here, but it worked in your favor.
Somewhere. Yeah.
So
also, I'll throw in something else tomorrow morning in Galva. We are meeting with the two ladies that authored The Most Amazing Harvest.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are also supporters of Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a little send-off there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Right.
It's a big, Amazing Harvest sign. So that's a really good book, by the way.
Yes, it is.
That they wrote. Okay.
And for folks who don't know, the mural is pretty much right in the heart of downtown Galva and was painted in the last couple of years. So you'll want to see that at some point too. But unfortunately, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday look to be pretty good weather-wise. So you'll be able to continue on here, no problem, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty nice the rest of the way out. I actually only have three more small segments to finish. The thunderstorms last week, I had to move closer to Peoria and hike those sections.
Oh.
So now I'm picking up missing pieces. So I've only got about 20 more miles to do between Friday and Saturday.
Well, that's good. That's good, at least. Yeah. So you stepped off from St. Mary's here in Galesburg at 8 o'clock this morning. What was that like?
Encouraging. Several of the I think they call them mission people there were out to encourage me off, and we took some photographs, and the sky was looking pretty scary, so I put my rain pants on and didn't need them all day.
Well, I guess it's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared, right?
Yeah, we kind of find if you put your rain gear on, it won't rain. If you leave it off, it rains. it's kind of a...
Well, if you want the rain, I can go run my car through the car wash real quickly. That can help start some of that rain if you're really looking for it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay, all right, I won't. All right, for folks wanting to make donations, you can mail them to the OSF Healthcare Foundation. There's also a link online, and you're charting your progress through social media. You have a Facebook page too, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the best place to go is that Facebook page.
Okay.
It gives you the links to everything else. It's just called Tom's Walk for Choi. It's WALK, the number 4, CHOI. And I think if you get anything close to that, you can find it. Go ahead.
And we'll link to the Facebook page and the contribution link and provide the mailing address to mail a contribution all when we post this interview a bit later on WGIL.com too. So
yeah,
hopefully
everything will be included in there. It might be one of the attachments, but there's two ways you can mail it in. One, you can mail it to OSF Foundation in Peoria, and there's an address. Or you can mail it to, I've got a P.O. box in Tremont where I live. And then I process them that way, but they all end up at OSF.
Very good.
The key thing is, if you want it to go to this particular activity, you make the check to Children's Hospital, and then down in the memo line, write Tom's Walk for Choi.
Great. Okay.
And that way it'll go into the right box.
Okay. All right. Tom Brewer is walking in parts of, in this part of Illinois to benefit Children's Hospital of Illinois, which is a part of OSF Healthcare. Thanks so much for your time today. Best of luck walking, and hopefully the weather continues to be better than you expected, I would imagine.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that. It's been excellent so far.
That's great, and thanks for all you're doing for our region.
All righty.
All right.
Nice talking to you, Will.
Nice talking to you, too. Take care, and have fun out there, I guess.
I will.
And again, we will link to all of that donation information as well on WGIL.com. We'll come back with business news next. And at 5:40, we'll talk about Bishop Hill being opened up as of tomorrow. That's all coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.